Whether you're a native Wisconsinite or a newcomer, it's hard not to notice that the relationship between Milwaukee and the rest of the state can be a bit frosty. All relationships go through their ups and downs, but the tension between these two has been especially apparent in the last couple of years. So when talking things out seems to get nowhere, sometimes the only thing to do is sit down and write a letter, as Lake Effect essayist Alex Runner discovered.
Dear Wisconsin, it's been too long. I should have written earlier. Things have obviously been tense between us for a while. We really haven't connected since 1994, when you sent that feel-better card about the Green Bay Packers not playing at County Stadium anymore. But this year, it was as though all the pent-up frustrations, distrust, and miscommunication erupted like a basement full of wastewater. Some of the tension goes back to the very beginning. I'm sure it was rough when you were born back in 1848, inheriting me as an older city and being a little in my shadow. On the one hand, 2 years shouldn't make much difference. I mean, you're 164 and I'm 166. Who really cares? But still, I know I teased you a lot when you were young. I'm sure it didn't help that the Germans fell all over me like I was Wiener Schnitzel. Of course, we've had some good times, too. Remember when you used to brag about Schlitz and Harley Davidson to all your friends? You used to really make Illinois mad. I'll never forget your reaction to Marquette University winning the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship in 1977. It was seashells and balloons across the whole state. Or as recently as a decade ago, when the Milwaukee Art Museum was ingeniously enhanced by Santiago Calatrava, you were as proud as anyone. Then something snapped in 2010. No more the predictable back-and-forth teasing like when I'd get jealous of you fawning all over the dry spring city or when you'd overhype fights at Summerfest. No longer were we merely at odds. We were at war. I couldn't believe some of the egregious slander against your own economic hub. I mean, we've had our differences in the past, but nothing like this. You started to shun me like I was an ugly step city, telling the other municipalities to stay away from me, celebrating every piece of bad news as though it was something praiseworthy. That kind of pro-failure attitude with Detroit hasn't exactly helped Michigan, as I'm sure you've noticed. If I can't count on my own state having my back, who will? Indiana? It all became clear to me during the recall election. Governor Scott Walker said during the campaign against Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, "We don't want Wisconsin to become another Milwaukee." That hit me like a ton of Cream City bricks. The whole recall wasn't really about Republicans and Democrats after all. It was about you and me. A state versus its leading city. The realization sent me reeling so much, I dropped a plate of patchkey. Let's face it, you and I need each other, Wisconsin. Without you, I would be lost. And without me, you'd be Iowa. We've been through too much to pack it in. I'll promise to lay off the outstate stereotypes if you promise to support my success. Look, I'm never going to be Genesee. I can't go back to having 6,000 people and a volunteer fire department. It's just not going to happen. I'm a robust, urban metropolis of 600,000 citizens, Wisconsin residents. So I have challenges and benefits that are unique to me. Yeah, I can be intimidating and brash sometimes. But you know me better than that. I'm a tapestry of families and neighborhoods, fish fries and festivals, manufacturing and finance, higher education and cultural arts. From Bayview to Walker's Point, to the Third Ward, to Lindsay Heights, to Andaris Park, to Story Hill, my people aren't much different from your people. In fact, my people are your people. Imagine what it would mean if you said to a business looking to relocate, "Hey, you should consider my number one city, Milwaukee." Or if you sent a bunch of volunteers from Stevens Point or Janesville to landscape around an MPS playground. We could be one another's advocates. There's no telling what we could accomplish. Why not get a Minnesota-Minneapolis thing going? We could be Laverne and Shirley, Lou Alcindor and Oscar Robertson, Will Allen and Watercress. Partners instead of enemies. Some friendships come and go. But ours is worth saving, Dairy State. Like beer and cheese, we already compliment each other. Now, let's try complimenting each other. Forward. Sincerely, Milwaukee.
Award-winning Lake Effect essayist Alex Runner is a writer and editor who lives in the Sherman Park neighborhood. A version of this essay first appeared in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That's all for Friday's Lake Effect, brought to you by the hardest-working team in the radio business. Producers Stephanie Lecce, Dan Harmon, and Bonnie North, with production assistants James Gutierrez, Catherine Bugs, and Trapper Shep. John Strelecki is our studio engineer. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Enjoy what promises to be a pleasantly warm weekend. And I hope you can be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM-FM and HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next.